Hello and welcome to Two Random Sheets. This ain't really a podcast episode. This is us basically telling the world we've got a new theme tune written, directed, produced, performed by
Joshua Bromwell, M&H.
M&H on SoundCloud. There'll be links below.
Yep.
And I'll just tell you a little bit about it.
Hang on, before you start.
What?
Yeah, Adam knows all about this. We have a new theme tune.
New.
That you will be hearing this, and then the next time you hear a podcast, there will be a brand new theme tune.
Yeah.
All the credits will be on it, like you say. Adam is going to tell the story of how he came about, because he done all the work.
Oh, no, I didn't do none of the work.
Well, you know what I mean.
M&H did the work.
M&H. What does M&H stand for?
I think it's Marshall and the Hats, but Marshall, if I've said this wrong and you're furious at this...
It's Mr. Joshua Bromwell, isn't it? We apologise for getting the
group. But I'm not 100% if he plays all the music himself, or he's got a band with him.
I think he does.
I need some more information off him.
Yeah.
He's very talented, let's put it that way.
Follow him on SoundCloud,
he's got a load of other songs on there.
That are all really good as well.
Yeah, I've played them
all. So how did you make contact?
Made contact, a couple of messages going back and forward. He said he listened to our podcast while he was working.
On his farm?
Just say working, because I'm not 100% what he does. He was working.
Sorry, Josh.
He was working. Well, I think he does some farm work and some chef work.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not 100% of... He's very secretive, the boy.
That's all right. We don't mind secretive. No one knows what we do.
I'm joking. He was working. He's listened to us. A couple of messages back and forth. I said, I like your stuff. How about you write us a theme tune? We can't pay you.
Yeah.
All we can do is give you the credit for the song, and the song's going to be the end of the podcast. But now it's going to be at the start as well, because it's so good.
Yeah, it's going to be at the start and at the end.
So M&H, they took... A couple of days, it weren't long, was it?
It wasn't long. It was like from the minute you said he's emailed, said he's going to work on it, 2 days later, it was last night.
Last night?
He messaged me just as I was going to bed, we've got a theme tune.
It was. I thought it was going to take months to do something like that.
I know, and he's knocked out a superb effort as well.
We are
over the moon.
I ain't just saying this.
When you played that to me last night, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's like the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me.
There is something that feels like that, doesn't
it? Yeah, there's something. It's an experience I can't describe, because I've never had it before.
And everyone I've played it to,
proud,
have said, actually, that's quite good. Because when you say someone's written a film, they think it's going to be some little 5-year-old with a banjo.
Exactly.
It's a Two Random Sheets show.
Yeah, exactly.
It was nothing like that.
It wasn't nothing like that.
But we've got the lyrics written down. This is only a 10-minute episode. Basically, it's a thank you, and just thank you to Joshua and Marshall and the Hats. A thank you, and we will be playing the song in full at the end. Vince is going to read out some of the lyrics.
I'm going to read out the lyrics.
Go on, Vincent!
Okay, here we go. So you'll have to forgive me. They wake up in the morning... What's that?
It's my writing. It's my writing.
Right, they wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast after sleep. They go to the toilet after they eat. The only way to watch Two Random Sheets. They live their lives on the road just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bald, but the other's getting old. The only way to watch Two Random Sheets. They meet some people on the road, some pretty famous, and other adults.
This could be some lyrics wrong.
Ain't no schizens, just adults. Right, that's you misunderstanding the lyrics.
Yeah.
You know what else you've missed as well? I've spotted straight away, I've just realised.
What?
It's the only way to watch Two Random Sheets, it's the only way to wipe Two Random Sheets.
They go
to the toilet after they eat, the only way to wipe Two Random Sheets.
I was listening quick. I've listened to it about 32 times,
that's all right. With coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like Britain's problems.
They don't like Britain's problems. They don't like VIPs.
Oh, VIPs. I thought I said lips. They don't like full car parks, and neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards when you can watch for free. They don't like Christmas shopping.
That might be wiped for free as well,
then. A lot like me. They go to sleep and brush
their teeth. Online a lot like me.
And they finish a podcast after sleep. The only way to wipe... Two Random Sheets.
Brilliant, isn't it? It's brilliant.
We've misinterpreted or misquoted some of the lyrics, because it's not even 24 hours old.
I'm the world's worst person that listened to a song.
Yeah,
like, you know Prince Purple Rain? I thought it was like, Purple Rain. I thought it was like, Purple Helmo, Purple Helmo.
there's a Peter Kay sketch where he says about what songs people sing the wrong words. It actually sounds like that's what they're singing.
Yeah.
But it isn't. But that isn't like that. That's only because the song isn't even 24 hours old.
No.
So as much as we've played it, so many... Your phone's carried on.
That was yours.
That's not mine, don't make that noise.
Oh.
Mine makes Two Random Sheets theme tune noise.
They don't like Britain's problems.
What we should have singing it in the wrong tune.
Now let's do what. In a future episode, we need to perform the song ourselves.
Oh, behave. We can't play any instruments.
No, not the
music. And also in a future
instrument. We sing along to it.
Future instrument. Future episode. We will get Joshua somehow via Skype, via any way but loose. We will get him on the telephone or via a video link or somehow or another, and we will have him in a studio, as it were, to do an episode, or even if it's just for 5 minutes, because we might not be able to.
Or if he's even touring around Kent, we're going to see him.
If he's touring over here, or when we go to the US and get mobbed by our fans, we can use his place as hideout. I'm sure he'll agree. I apologise, Joshua, if I have read out the lyrics a little bit wrong. It is literally because we are excited and we have been playing it non-stop, but we haven't sat down to actually. We've picked up 95%.
But we ain't just saying this, we love it.
But it is brilliant. It is. We haven't done it we haven't given it justice by reading out them lyrics.
Of course we ain't.
When people hear it, which they will be hearing it in the next minute or two, because we have gone on about it, they are going to love it. It is going to make us even bigger than what we already are. Because of the theme tune.
This song's winning a BAFTA.
I reckon it's going to win podcast award for best theme tune.
But when they say, and the winner for the best theme tune is Marshall, we're going up.
No, you've got to let him come up, the boy. No. Or we're just going to say thanks. So if we win an award...
Sorry, Josh, I can't be here today to collect this award.
We'll say, yeah, cheers, Josh.
No, because we just take over.
He done 2 bottles of wine right in that, and all the boys.
He said 2 bottles of wine.
Get it.
Moonshine. And and something else. Up. At 2 o'clock, he went to bed. No,
he's put in a lot of effort.
We take the piss a lot, but you know that because he's called me bald and he's called you old.
Yeah, exactly. In the thing. And he's not even met us, but I'll completely take that.
Oh, I loved it.
Good about the lyrics is that it covers various different things that we've talked about, not just in recent weeks, since we begun.
Yeah.
There's things that he mentions about meeting famous people. The meeting of half-famous people is like episode 4.
That was longer, wasn't it?
When we met famous people, when you met Courtney Love and all that. That was like episode 4, the boys listened to them all. So thanks, Josh. We are going to stop talking now and we are going to play the song, which you will hear from now on, start and end of every episode.
Well, no, at the start, I don't want to...
Well, there'll be a snippet at the start.
I don't want to offend anyone, but it's just going to be a snippet because I want the full minute will be at the end.
Full minute will be at the end.
So here's the song now.
Podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch 2 random sheets. They live their lives on the road just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold, but the other's getting old. The only way to watch 2 random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others a dose. Ain't no scripts and just the jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs, they don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, the only way to wipe, the only way to wipe 2 random sheets.
Right, so that was the song.
What, can you squeeze it in that gap?
Yeah, I'm going to just squeeze it in. Because we ain't playing it live here now, because if I play it off my phone, won't sound as good. So
anyway, let's hope you all enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you very much for listening to us go on. And Joshua, again, from the very, very bottom of our hearts, from all the way over here in Kent, in the United Kingdom, in England, thank you very much from me and Adam. It means a massive deal to us. It's like the best thing in 18 months of being a podcaster.
Yeah, let's give the boy standing ovation.
Woo!
Join us next week for another episode of 2 Random Sheets.
Yeah, let's
do it now.
Yeah.
All right.